Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real, everyone, and welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you all for being here. Thank you for supporting the show. We're getting so many new listeners and so many new followers. I really appreciate every single one of you. I really, really do, and I'm grateful for all of you. Listen. Before I go on, let me explain to my new listeners what the hell this show is about. What is Reality Spirituality? What kind of show is this? Well, indulge me for a second. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in. And remember a time in your life that you were just overwhelmed with joy. You're overwhelmed with the feeling of connection to the universe. It was a moment in your life where you'll never forget, a moment that you felt one with the universe. You felt you and the universe connected on a level. Every cell in your body was touched. In fact, it was so overwhelming, this moment. This moment was so overwhelming that when you were experiencing it, you might have started shaking or crying or just feeling warm, or your whole being was caught up in this universe tornado of acceptance and love and beauty in the moment. Can you remember a time like that? This show, Reality Spirituality, is all about creating and experiencing more moments just like that. More moments that take you to that place of oneness. More moments that take you to a place of being united with Source, with Spirit, with the universe, with God, whatever term you want to use. You are that entity. You are the universe. And for me, when I feel that connected, when I feel and I know that connection, it's a place where I like to stay. It's a place where I like to live. It's a place where I love to be. And that's what this show does. That's what this show teaches, how to experience more of those moments throughout your life, throughout your day, throughout your week. It is possible to experience those moments throughout the day. And more and more and more moments. That's what I call being happy. That's the happiness. When I say happy, When I use that term, that's what the term means to me. This happiness comes from within. And this show, along with a lot of other shows and a lot of other experienced and wonderful teachers, have the same message. And that is, everything happens from the inside out. But what is different about reality, spirituality, and what is different about what I do is that I talk about our everyday life experiences and break them all the way down to the least common denominator in every moment. The day in, day out routines, day out, day in minutiae, what we experience and how to create and how to make every moment a happy moment, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what is going on in your life, regardless of what someone says to you, regardless of what someone does. It doesn't matter, because it all comes from the inside. How I feel has nothing to do with what's happening to me. Today's show, before I go on today's show, I just want to make a quick announcement. I will be speaking live, I tell you, at the San Francisco Fisherman's Wharf. It's in the Mason Center. It's called It's called the Live an Extraordinary Life Expo. Live an Extraordinary Life Expo. You can find the event on my homepage, on my website, and click on that event, and I will be speaking on Saturday. Saturday, the topic is, of course, the same topic today, the importance of forgiveness. Sunday, I will be giving a two-hour workshop. That's right, you and me for 2 hours. And the workshop is going to be focusing on topics, the purpose of your life, your priorities, the importance of your personal vibration, 360 ways to remain happy regardless of what happens, and the last topic in the workshop is how you can change the world. How can you change the world today? It is possible. And then on that Sunday after the workshop, I will also be giving a short speech, which is called The Blame Game. Yes, blame. Blaming everybody, pointing your finger, looking out at the world, and finding somebody to blame as to why you don't feel good. And believe me, it's easier to say and a little bit more challenging to practice. But in reality, everything that happens on the outside is really a reflection of what's going on the inside. Ouch. Today's topic is the importance of forgiveness, and I would like to invite you to call in. The number is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. I see a few people in the queue, but no one wants to talk, which is A-OK with me. Excuse me. A-OK. The importance of forgiveness. Is there any, just sit back and I'm going to ask a question. Is there anybody in your life right now that you are having maybe a tug of war with, or maybe having a problem, or maybe you can't forgive them for something that they did or something that they said or some kind of event that went down the way that it shouldn't have gone down. Is there anybody in your life that you need to let go of this? What is it? I used to call it holding a grudge. Listen, I was a champion at holding grudges. I'm in the Guinness World Record, quite frankly, of holding grudges. I can hold grudges for years. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you slighted me or did something that I didn't approve of or said something or whatever it was, believe me, I can snub you and hold a grudge until the cows came home, whatever the hell that means. And this is what I found. It goes with our topic today of forgiveness. I'm not going to talk about forgiveness is for you, it's not for the other person. We all know that. Yes, we know forgiveness is for ourselves. Yes, yes, yes. But even though we know that, why is it so difficult to forgive? Why is it so difficult to let go? Even when we know we're doing ourselves a disservice holding on to something that happened yesterday, even though we know that not being able to forgive and not being able to let go is like drinking poison every single day, why do we still hold on to it? That's a question. And here is the answer. You ready? The answer is, let me speak for myself. I used to get angry, hold grudges, get angry, still talk about the past, go back to the past, relive the past, regurgitate the past, until I really just, and I knew, yeah, forgive somebody else, yeah, it's for my betterment. But when I really discovered how powerful I am as someone that has the ability to forgive, because someone that would forgive, let me say something. It makes you more powerful. It actually, being able to forgive and being able to forgive in a moment, actually makes you a more powerful person. Who doesn't want to be more powerful? Now, when you have power, you can do more than when you don't. And in my mind years ago, I thought being able to forgive and forget a slight or whatever you want to, whatever it is, from some words that were spoken to an actual act that was done, I thought in my own limited thinking, with my limited perspectives, I thought that if I forgave someone that maybe was mean to me or rude to me or come up with whatever term you want to use, that I was weak. I thought that there was some kind of strength or some kind of power holding on to I can outlast. Oh, you did that to me? I'll show you what I'm going to do to you. I'll show you how I will never speak to you again. I'll show you. And what I didn't really understand is that is the weakest place to come from. I give up my power. I give up power when I cannot forgive and forget quickly. I gain power. I get bigger. I'm stronger when I am able to forgive quickly. Now, I don't know about you, but I have this thing in my head for years about what I think makes me strong and what I think makes me weak. These concepts of strength, of strong and weak. And now I've come to find out that everything that I thought, oh, I'm strong because I'm making a stand. I'm not backing down. I'm not giving in. I hold my ground. I won't stand for this type of treatment. I won't stand for you talking to me like this. I realized that that does not make me stronger. That does not, my stance does not make me more powerful. In fact, it weakens. It weakens me. It weakens my abilities. Let me share a really quick story, and you can find this on YouTube, and it's only a two minute video. There is a man, his name is Gary Ridgway, and he is, I know this is a happiness show, but this is a really powerful point. He is known for being the most prolific serial mass murderer, serial killers in all of U.S. history. He's known to possibly have killed almost 70 women, young girls, in a period of 20 years. Can you imagine killing almost 70 women in a 20-year period? He even said when he was finally caught, he even said that killing was his job. And hold on a second, we have a caller. Yes, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Uh-oh. Well, there you go. They thought they wanted to talk to me, but I guess they changed their mind. Let me get back to my point. This man, when he was finally caught, went on trial, and if you can imagine, not only did he kill these women, he, you know, brutally sexually assaulted them, sometimes chopped the bodies up. It was a horrific, horrific, I can't even tell you the trauma that this man caused to so many families. And when he was on trial, he sat there stoic. He had no expressions on his face. He just stared straight ahead, got the sense, of course, he was found guilty. And then there's a part of the trial where the family members were able to address him. The family members were able to talk to him and speak to him directly. This was after he was found guilty, and then he was ready for his sentencing. And, of course, you can imagine the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the children of these women. And each family member got up and just cursed at him. I hope you burn in hell. Death, you know, I hope you die a torturous death. And on and on and on from different family members that were screaming at him, that were angry at him, I can't even fathom the emotion of being across from a man that murdered one of your family members, okay? And through this whole time, Gary Ridgway, this man who was so cold, thought killing was one of his jobs, he sat there and just stoically staring out into space, like he didn't even hear these hateful things spoken to him. He didn't even acknowledge, like they went in one ear and out the other. And finally, this one man stood up, and his name was John Rule, and Gary Ridgway murdered his daughter. You can find it on YouTube. Just go to sentencing, Green River. He was actually called the Green River Serial Murderer. And you can just Google it. And John Rule got up and he addressed Gary Ridgway and he says, Mr. Ridgway, he called him Mr. He addressed him with respect. Mr. Ridgway, he says, God has taught me how to respond. And I have to say that what you have done has challenged what I believe, has challenged my beliefs in God, has challenged my whole faith. But even though my faith is challenged, I'm here to tell you that I forgive you. I forgive you, sir. When those words are spoken, Gary Ridgway, the Green River serial killer, broke down crying. He never cried after he murdered anyone. He never cried when he was listening to hate thrown at him. But he cried when this man, from his heart, forgave him. That is the power of forgiveness. When you are able to forgive, you are powerful. Doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what you've been taught. It doesn't matter what anyone says. You, not only are you powerful, more powerful, but now you stand alone. When I say alone, nobody in that courtroom, nobody in the courtroom, nobody with the families, no one that was finding evidence, no one could say this to this man but John Rule. So you are putting yourself in a very unique position. You're putting yourself in a position where the room quiets down and everyone else is in awe. You're putting yourself in position of being the universe. That is powerful. So when I hear or experience someone saying whatever, I think about that story. I think about the power of forgiveness. I think that I want to be just that powerful. And let me say something else about forgiveness that isn't necessarily talked about a lot. At least I don't hear it. When you don't have the ability to forget a past moment, you are actually not living in the present. The present moment is our only reality. If there is something going on in the past that is you're looking back and you can't get over the past, you're not living in the present moment. Having the ability for being able to forgive in an instant, right now, means that you're living in the present moment. Now, again, this shit is not easy. The concepts are, not the concepts, but changing behavior does not happen overnight. But I can definitely say that if there's anyone in my life or even a stranger says something to me might be quote unquote hurtful or whatever. I'm not even going to say hurtful because that doesn't even exist either. No one can hurt me. No words can hurt me. Only my thoughts of myself have the power to. And I have control over my thoughts. I mean, I have control over what thoughts I focus on. Let me say that. I don't have control over my thoughts, but I definitely have control over what thoughts I focus on. So back to this forgiveness. I'm challenged daily by this wonderful dear mother of mine, and daily there's things that are said to me that I'm like, what? I'm hitting my head with the side of my palm right now. What? But if I carried whatever was said to me into today, what am I doing? It's like I'm having a moment. The moment is over. Let's say we put the moment in the trash. So let's say there's a moment that we experience and we don't like it for whatever reason. Bad moment, bad taste in your mouth moment. Oh, that moment left a bad taste in your mouth. Let's say we have one of those moments. And then we throw it away in the trash and it's done. And then all of a sudden, in the next moment, like George Costanza pulling out the eclair in the trash, we go back to the trash and pull that moment out again. And we look in the trash, and we have to walk back into the kitchen to the trash to pull out the moment. I like that. What is that? And then not only the next day comes, new sun, new beginning, new day, new moments. We get up. We go back to the kitchen, go back to the trash, because we didn't take the trash out that night, and we pull out the moment again. We keep pulling out moments from yesterday. And let me tell you this, just like the trash example, pulling those moments out that leave a bitter taste in your mouth for whatever reason, that taste is only going to get worse and worse and worse. Listen, you know what happens if you leave garbage and you don't throw it away? It starts to stink, it starts to smell, and now I'm around it and it's so what? That's why. And again, it's not easy. I mean, I know people that can hold on to a moment forever. In fact, back to my mommy, talked to her a couple of days ago, and she was talking about a doctor that she didn't like, and the doctor said something to her, and it's my hand's up in the air. It's been at least 5 years, 5 years, 6 years. And she still brings that moment up, and she brings it up with the same kind of emotion and the same kind of anger and the same kind of upsetness that she had during that moment. Right out of the trash, pulling it out of the trash. So forgiveness and being able to forgive and forget moments is really, really important. Number one, if you want to be happy, and number two, if you want to live in the present moment, and number three, if you really want to be powerful, if you really want to do what a lot of people can't do, if you really want to be what a lot of people can't be. If you really want to take it to another level, if you want to get to the university, if you want to get to the level where, wow, how did he do that? How does he do that? How does he do it? How did John Rule get up and say, in the middle of everyone, and say, basically, forgive him? I've forgiven him. Is because he gets it. He knows the power of forgiveness. He can't hold on to that. It's not going to do him any good. It's like dragging a trash bag around throughout your day, throughout your life. Oof. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. And again, I want to thank you for listening. If anyone in the queue wants to say hello or wants to get on the show live, you can just press that button number one and we will go live. But other than that, this has been Reality Spirituality. I want to say thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. And if you want information on the coaching programs I offer, just go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington, and go to the private sessions tab. If you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, just go to info@RebeccaNorrington, and you can follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, of course you have, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. My dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. Who are you? You. And you and you and you and you and you. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. You are the universe in a human body. You are that energy. That's who you are. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.